The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Monday, August 11th, 2008, and Presidential Release number 364. I want to begin this presidential release by telling you about Christina Wadia, who has served as secretary to the president now for some time. She had a seizure and has been under medical care for the last couple of weeks. It is clear that there is some kind of a brain involvement, and they're going to look at the inside of her head. As I said to her, when you get yourself a disease, it isn't a simple one. You get the high-class kind, and so she's going to be out of action for a while. Many of you have been accustomed to communicating with Christina about matters that involve the office of the president. For the moment, Marcia Dyer is serving in the capacity as secretary to the president, as well as secretary to Mrs. Jernigan. So if you need to get a hold of me and I'm not available, Marcia Dyer is the place to go. And you might keep Christina Wadia in your prayers. She is feeling good, although she's tired and she finds that her mind doesn't work as well as it used to, and this is troubling to her. But she is not in an emergency state at the moment, and that, of course, is a very good thing. Now, although this is August, I am a mind to talk about the Washington Seminar. The Washington Seminar is an event that happens at the end of January or the very beginning of February, and it is the time that we gather to talk with officials on Capitol Hill about what we in the blind community need as far as legislation is concerned and other matters like that. Here is an announcement, therefore, about the Washington Seminar. In 2009, the Washington Seminar will be returning to its old schedule. The Great Gathering In meeting will take place on Sunday, February 8, at 5 p.m. You will remember last year the Great Gathering In meeting occurred on Monday. This year it will occur on Sunday, February 8, at 5 p.m. Affiliates should plan to meet with members of Congress from Monday, February 9, through Wednesday, February 11. We are returning to this format because in the past 2 years, Congress has generally been in session on Mondays, and we believe that we will now have a greater chance to meet with members in person on Mondays. Please take this change into account when making your travel plans to attend the Washington Seminar 2009. We look forward to having representation from all affiliates at the 2009 Washington Seminar. We are currently working on arrangements for space for people to stay and things like that. And if you have questions, you can get a hold of Diane McGeorge, who is managing, once again, planning for space at the Washington Seminar. And her telephone number is 303-778-1130. Once you get that far, there is a directory of people, and Diane McGeorge is one of those people, so get a hold of Diane McGeorge. At the convention of the National Federation of the Blind, which occurred this summer, I spoke about a plan to establish a program to distribute canes, this is white canes, to blind people in the United States at no charge. This program we now have put together, and the plans for it go live on August 15th, which is Friday. For an individual who is blind who wants a cane, if you want one, you need ask for one here from us at the National Federation of the Blind at our National Center for the Blind, and you can get yourself a cane if you're planning to have it for your own use. There is a place on the internet to make a request for a free cane. If you want a free cane and you don't have access to internet information or programs, whatever they're called, then you can call here and we will send you an application on paper and you can fill it out and send it back. That's the way to get your free cane. Now, some people say, how often can you get a free cane? And our current thought is that you can get one every 6 months. So if you have one and you need another one and it's been 6 months, then you can write in and get a second free cane, and then after another 6 months, another one if you need it. The idea is to make it practical for blind people to have canes in their hands. I was thinking a while back about what it is that blind people need more than anything else, and one of the things that answers that question is a white cane. This is not meant to subsidize government agencies, so government agencies may not write and get a cane. It is not meant to supply canes for cane programs that other people operate, so other entities can't write to get a cane. Individuals may. If you are planning to use a cane for your own use and you want one, send in your request and you will get a cane. This week, I am here at the National Center for the Blind, as I am most weeks. But as we get to the end of the week, I head to Europe to participate in the General Assembly of the World Blind Union. I have served as the president of the North America Caribbean region in the past. I do not serve in that capacity now. I am a member of the Executive Committee of the World Blind Union from this region of the world, one of four such members of the Executive Committee, but I am not the president of the region. Nevertheless, I have been asked to deliver the keynote address for the World Blind Union. That is not this week, but next week during the course of the General Assembly. I have drafted an appropriate address and will be giving it next week. I'll be there until the Friday following this Friday, which is the last day of the General Assembly. I'll stay for that, and I'll stay for the Executive Committee meeting, which occurs on Saturday. That is, if I remember right, the 23rd of August. And then I will spend a couple of days in Berlin. I have been invited to come to Berlin by Fred Schroeder's father, who is the representative of the government of Peru to the government of Germany. And Fred and I and Mrs. Jernigan, Mrs. Maurer, and my daughter, Diana, will be heading to Berlin to visit the city and also to learn something about programming for the blind in the country of Germany. That means I'll be gone for about 10 days. I will be calling back in here and will be talking with people who are at the National Center for the Blind, and I will be keeping up to date with matters that are afoot in the United States. But I will be gone for 10 days and I will be working on matters that are of importance to the blind of the United States with people from throughout the world. So you can wish me all good luck on my trip to Europe coming up in just a few days. Jessica Bachicha has been an intern here at the National Center for the Blind this summer. She is a former scholarship winner. She is a leader of the National Federation of the Blind. She has served as a leader in New Mexico and also in some other states. The last, I understand, is Massachusetts. She has been selected to debut as a vocalist at Carnegie Hall next summer. I hope that I'm not scooping her in this announcement, but it has been widely talked about here at the National Center for the Blind. I guess it's not next summer, but next spring, Jessica Baciccio will be doing a debut at Carnegie Hall, and I can tell you I, for one, intend to be in the audience. It sounds like a delightful thing to do, and as soon as the tickets are available, I'm going to have some, because I want to go there and I want some of my friends to go with me. About the National Center for the Blind, we have been working on programs to revamp our air conditioning systems here at our National Center because they have needed some upgrading for the computers that run them and some other things. That's going forward. We believe that it will save us substantial amounts of money. The survey of our buildings show that we have used this year about 13% less power for heating and air conditioning than we did last year, and yet it's still very expensive, so we're doing additional work to try to bring the price of heating and air conditioning our building into line and still have it be comfortable enough to conduct all of the business that we do here. Also today at the National Center for the Blind, we have started putting a new roof on our original building. The last roof went on, if I remember right, in 1981. So you can see it's 27 years old and it's had a lot of hard use, and we've certainly done a good deal of construction in and around the roof, so we need a new one, and we're putting one on the building right now, which should be done in about 8 weeks. And in addition to installing a new roof, we're putting a lot more insulation on our building, so it should be not only a tighter, longer-lasting roof, but also one that will keep the warmth in the winter and the cool in the summer. I look forward to having this project done. I'm afraid that there might be a leak in the meantime, especially if when we take the roof off of the original building, we have a lot of downpours, which sometimes do happen in Baltimore. So we have to protect our stuff in the process, but we're starting the remodeling of the new roof. We talked this summer at our convention about the Wall of Honor, and we said we were putting it in, and indeed we are. It should be in very shortly. Within the next couple of days, we should be finished with that, and it does look good. In the last few days, we've had here at the National Center for the Blind a youth leadership seminar. We've had seminars for lots of different groups over the years at the National Center for the Blind, and in the last few days, we've taken people of the age of about 15 to about 18 or 19, and we've put them through a leadership seminar of the demanding kind that I sometimes conduct, and I think it was a tremendous success. Joanne Wilson suggested it, and Rosie Carranza and Mark Riccobono were leaders that helped to put the thing through and make it work well. Terry Rupp, who is part of the student division, was part of that group also, and I must say that the leadership group responded well to the kind of work that we do, and I look forward to future ones in the not-too-distant future. In addition, in the last few days, we've had the Junior Science Academy. This is a gathering of kids who are in the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grades and their parents. They came here together. We always want the parents to come because that way they can observe how their children are doing, and furthermore, they can provide some backup and support. But also, we wanted to have an opportunity to teach the parents something about blindness so they would know how to reinforce their children when they went back home. I think the parents learned something. I think the children also did. It was a lot of fun. Then we had the Teen Empowerment Academy. The Teen Empowerment Academy is about an 8-week program of teenagers who were 16, 17, 18 in that range, and they were folks who were trying to get from high school into college-bound programs. And we spent several weeks, and we had them do some work with businesses throughout the area. We had them do some fun activities and some challenging ones. They also responded well. It has been a summer of youth here at the National Center for the Blind. In the midst of it, we had the Bell program. This is Braille Enrichment, Literacy, and Learning. The Bell summer program brought kids here who were from 4 to 10 years old, who were not totally blind but had lost substantial amounts of vision. Sometimes the school systems say, you're not a blind person, you're a low vision person, so we're not going to teach you Braille. We taught these guys Braille, and they responded as well as the others. It has been, as I say, a summer of youth here at the National Center. In the midst of it all, as I mentioned earlier, somewhere, probably at the convention, we have been doing some remodeling of our kitchen. The kitchen was put in 1982, I believe, and it needed remodeling. We have used it for many, many groups. And over the period that we've had our kitchen and dining room, we've cooked for groups that ranged from about 15 to about 35 or 40. Our groups are getting bigger. It is not unusual for us to have 50 or 60 people here now, and many times we have 100 and sometimes 150. We needed a kitchen that had more modern facilities. We put in a walk-in refrigerator. We put in lots more cooking equipment of the high production sort that you can find in restaurants. And that has been finished. The remodeling of the kitchen cost us something over $100,000. But we've already cooked for something over 1,000 people in that kitchen. And it looks as though it's going to be a magnificent way to get a lot of food out to a lot of people. Mike Freeholm of Kentucky has established a listserv in which he says he has been collecting sounds of the living history of the National Federation of the Blind. And he says you can get this on NFBNet. So those of you who want to help to contribute to the living history of the Federation, the listserv is being directed by Mike Freeholm. And you can find it by going to our website. I have an announcement here from Jerry Lazarus about Meet the Blind Month. It is right around the corner, and your chapter should be making plans for its October activities. The planning process should begin at your meeting this month. Some of the many activities your chapter could plan are arrange to present the Braille is Beautiful program to a class of students, a boy or girl scout troop, or a service club. Braille is Beautiful video sets and our Braille alphabet cards make it easy to share the basics of Braille with both youngsters and adults. Contact your local Walmart or other big box store in the area to arrange for a date for your chapter to hold a meet and greet. Inquire about their fundraising program and plan some attention-getting activities to spread the word about our upcoming Braille literacy campaign. Check your local community calendar for fall events and join your neighbors by participating at a fall festival in your town. NFB literature, including Braille alphabet cards, will be available again at no charge in prepackaged amounts to speed up the order process. Chapter activities and literature order requests can be placed online by going to our website and clicking on the Meet the Blind Month page. Remember, September 16 is the deadline to order materials to be shipped free matter, so get your order placed today. For more information or to brainstorm about events your chapter can organize, contact our Director of Special Projects, Jerry Lazarus, by calling 410-659-9314, extension 2297, or get a hold of him by email at jlazarus, this is J-L-A-Z-A-R-U-S, @nfb.org. Alan Harris has served in many, many capacities in the National Federation of the Blind. He has been our national treasurer. He has served on the board when he was not national treasurer. He has served as president of our Michigan affiliate for many years. He is a teacher. He has been in many capacities in the teaching profession, and he has directed the programs of the Iowa Department for the Blind, and he has been the assistant director of programs in New York of the New York Commission for the Blind. Alan Harris has announced that he will be retiring in September of this year from his position as the director of the Iowa Department for the Blind. There is a gathering to remember his dramatic contributions to the blind of the nation and the world, and to the blind of Iowa. That gathering will be taking place on the 11th of September in Des Moines. I am pleased that I will be able to attend this retirement dinner for Alan Harris to remember what he's done, to thank him for all that he's done, and to anticipate what he will do in his retirement. He's had some health problems lately, and I'm sorry about those health problems, but I'm delighted with the work he has been able to do, and you ought to remember him on the 11th day of September, which will be a joyous retirement day for Alan Harris. Joy Harris, as you might expect, is managing the retirement dinner. As I have sometimes said, when you are doing work with Alan Harris, you got to keep in mind that you're doing it with joy. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have a few of the customary endings. Lauren Merrifield of Washington State says, "How did the cat feel after the dog chased it through a screen door? Strained." Charles Beeble of Maryland says, "Why did the dog lie under a tree in the summertime? He didn't want to be a hot dog." Mary Ellen Thompson, who works here at the National Center for the Blind, says, "What is the difference between a rabbit and a lumberjack? One chews and hops, the other hews and chops."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.